Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reiki Radio. I'm your host, Yolanda Williams. And if this is your first time tuning in, Reiki Radio is your space for all things metaphysical. And it's an opportunity to think about the way you're living your life right now. For a lot of people that are listening to the show, this is a really great space for if you're trying to become more aligned with your past or if there's anything you're currently trying to work through, because we do cover different topics every week to help you connect with yourself on deeper levels and really look at what matters to you. So today's show is all about living love. But first, we have a really special guest. Her name is Ethel Roberts. And Ethel is an intuitive energy healer. And she's here today to share some information about her work and practice. And Ethel, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the show. I'm doing
well.
Thank you. You know, yeah.
I'm excited to be back.
With the show. It's good to have you back. It's always good to have you back on the show. And again, for anyone that's new, Ethel used to host Reiki Radio with me when this all started. And, you know, next week is 100 episodes. Can you believe it?
I'm so excited for you. That is just awesome and amazing.
Yeah, I can't believe it. But anyway, I'm really glad that you're here to share with everyone what's been going on with you and what you're offering nowadays. So I know, of course, that you've made some recent changes in your business and practice. Can you share with everyone that's listening what type of work that you do and what it is that you offer now?
Yes, I'd love to. Well, as Yolanda mentioned in my introduction, I am an intuitive energy healer. And what that means, for those of you who may have never heard that term, I am an intuitive, often, you know, some people think of psychic, which, you know, they're interrelated. But for me, I think my bigger love is energy work. And as a Reiki master, I also work with bioenergy healing. I really love to study and work with people, just really working in their energetic field and helping people, not only helping people clear energetic blockages, but helping people understand their own energy. So I refer to myself as an energetic energy healer because, yes, I am able to sit down with someone and give them a psychic reading. But I think more important than that is that I'm able to really take a look in their space and see what's going on. So a lot of times during a psychic reading, someone may come to you and they have a question, you know, what's going on in my love life? What's going on with my career? Well, what I can do or what I do in my session is I look beyond the question you're asking me. I want to see the question behind the question. So while you may want to know about your love life per se, I'm really taking a look to see what space are you asking that question from? Are there any blocks there? And as I am able to look in that, I invite you to come with me. We look at it together. And then we're able to clear those blocks and move and shift things around. And what that does is, at the end of the session, you may have found that perhaps your questions may not have been answered directly, but you received clarity that you weren't even aware you were looking for, and you feel so much lighter and so much better. And so an energetic healing for me, I think, is just, it's amazing. I mean, we both do the work. We do the work with each other, and I'm sure you can attest to how great it feels to have things cleared and moved that you weren't even aware were even there in the first place.
No, it's such a huge thing, and it's interesting that you say it in this way because of a lot of people don't realize that what they think they want to know isn't really what they're consciously aware of. So there are so many times where, you know, people will come to you and they'll ask you certain questions about, like you said, their love life or their career or these other things. And they don't realize that there's something else that may seem unrelated to that question that is their actual obstacle or the block within their space. So it is And I have personally, again, if people haven't listened to the show before, Ethel and I do work for each other all the time, and I can say she is an amazing reader and energy healer. So I actually wanted to make sure that you do share with everyone how they can get in touch with you and what to even expect in a session. Like, what is it? Do they have to come to you with very specific questions, or how does that go?
Okay. Well, I'm on today. One, I'll just let everyone know I'm moving into a new phase in my business. I do everything here locally in town, in person, and I've really been feeling this call to shift into more, doing more work online. And it's also very new to me. So I thought, what a great way to kind of venture into this journey with readings, doing readings. Not so much. In my practice, I do a lot of coaching. So if you all go to ethelroberts.com, it's all fairly new on the site, so bear with me. We're ironing out the kinks, but I think we have them mostly gone. But so what I'm offering right now, and this is a special for you all, and it's a special for actually the next week, I believe, is an energetic healing, a one-hour session for $75. And you do not need to come with a question. And if you have questions, that's fine. We'll go over all of those. And what you can expect, so this is all done over the telephone, what you can expect is, one, I'll take a look in your space. I'll look for blockages. Take a look at your chakras and your aura and things of that nature and see how those are operating. And then we can sit down and get into your question. And take a look at, again, what you're asking and what's underneath what you're asking. Also, again, if you don't have questions, that's fine. I'll just read what comes up for me. And what I love, I work with my guides, and I work with your guides. So it's a really personalized session because I'm able to receive information that is tailored just for you. So it's a really powerful session and very impactful, and you'll feel the shift immediately. You'll feel a shift. So I highly suggest, even if you don't resonate with me, I really highly suggest that everyone at least once reach out and find a great energy worker to work with, to work in your space, to just help you clear things out. So that is what
I'm
offering.
Yeah, it is one of those things that you have to experience. I mean, you can explain it to someone all day long, but there's nothing like the experience of actually having it done. So again, your website is ethelroberts.com. And for those of you listening, I will put the link to Ethel's site on the show information. So after the show, if you would like to visit her website, you can find the link there. But I also wanted you to share with everyone about your radio show. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So I'm starting a new radio show. I'm starting the show tomorrow, actually, at 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. And it's on Blog Talk Radio / The Half Hour Psychic. So that's THEHOUR Psychic, PSYCH. I see. The Half Hour Psychic. And it's a really fun show. My intent is for this show to, I'll cover some metaphysical topics, but it's a show for you all to call in and get a free one question mini reading. You can't beat that. And it'll really give you a taste. Yeah, it'll give you a taste of my style. You'll get some free work done. But I call it the half-hour psychic show because the show really is more about psychic readings, not so much. I'm not really doing so much of the energetic work on this show. But, of course, you can always head to the site and book a session with me. So if you do happen to call in and you're looking for more guidance, more information, be sure to schedule a full session with me. We'll definitely get that worked out.
And for people that are listening in the recorded show, of this episode, just in case they are missing it live, can you tell them the day and time again for the radio show and how they can find it?
Yes. So that will be Thursday mornings, 8:30 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. This show is the Half Hour Psychic. So blogtalkradio.com/ The Half Hour Psychic. And again, I'll be doing every episode free mini readings.
Beautiful. And then they can also get the link on your website as well, correct?
That is correct. There will be a direct link on the homepage of my website.
Good. And then I just want to let you know, too, for the people that are listening on the East Coast, she's talking about 8:30 a.m. Pacific. So it's a little later in the day for you, 11:30 a.m.
Yes.
Eastern. And today's show that we're doing is all about living love. I mean, of course, with Valentine's Day coming up and, you know, so many people thinking about love and relationships. But I wanted to talk more about just living love itself. So before you leave us, can you share with everyone how you personally live love in your life?
Sure. Boy, how do I live love? Well, the first thing that comes to mind as a mother is I live love through how I express myself to my son, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really trying to be aware of our interactions and the way I express, not just verbally, but even non-verbally with him, mm-hmm. or express myself with him. So, and I would also say, I live love with gratitude. Gratitude has been such a powerful practice for me that I think every time I show how grateful I am for everything and everyone in my life and for all that I've been afforded and just knowledge, whatever it may be, I think every time I express that gratitude, I'm certainly a living expression of love. And I
right.
hope that this
yeah.
sounds cheesy, but it's so true for me.
That is so beautiful. And I want to thank you, of course, for coming on and sharing with everyone, because there are many people who contact the show and want to hear from, you know, people that do various types of work. And I know that people will be very excited to listen to your show and have the opportunity to get a free reading. So, again, you can get more information about Ethel at ethelroberts.com. And hopefully you'll be back on the show again soon.
Thanks, love. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later. And for all of you who are still here with me, as I mentioned earlier, today is all about living love. And as I mentioned, you know, with Valentine's Day around the corner, so many people are thinking about love and relationships. And I hear a lot of people being in upset because they're not in relationships. And unfortunately, it seems like at this time of year and in this space, many people become lost in seeking validation of their worth and believing that they have to be in a relationship to feel complete or happy. Well, as you know, listening to Reiki Radio, all things begin with us and it begins within. And it's really about loving ourselves. And what you are vibrating energetically is what you're going to attract back into your space. So living love is going to be very beneficial to all of us, regardless of what our relationship status is. You know, it's really interesting. I was thinking about it today that there's this idea that when we're in love, you know, the world is all shiny and it's a wonderful place because of the experience of exchanging energy on a more intimate level. So when I was thinking about that, you know, I thought today we could look at what it even means to be in love. Like, what is that? And what does in love mean to you? Now, for me, you know, it's simply an experience of emotion that we've labeled, like we do with many things. And, you know, of course, like with a lot of relationships, it's often attached to an idea or an expectation of another person, and perhaps with hope that the exchange will evolve into something more. And a lot of times we just fall in love with the idea of love itself. Well, What I want you to remember and consider today is that love is an energy. Like all things, it's an energetic vibration, and it's a high vibration. And as you know, it does feel better than any frequency of light. But here's the secret. We can experience different levels and various aspects of love in exchange with other people. But love is yours regardless. It doesn't matter if you're in relationship or not. You are an expression of love. And you are, whether you realize it or not. Another thing I want you to think about is that love is not really about surrendering to another person. It's really about surrendering to yourself, being open and honest with you and loving you completely. And when you're in that space, you have this pure love for all other people and all other things. So the key is really to vibrate lovingly in our own space, to live love in or out of partnership, and to own our ability of living love without expecting another soul to take on that responsibility for us. So think of it this way. You wouldn't want to feel good or feel love based on someone else's dictation. Like, what if you could only be happy if it were up to someone else? Wouldn't you rather be in love every day, inviting more love into your space? And that can be through partnerships, friendships, any type of relationship. But again, it begins with how you love you and how you express love in all things that you do. You having the control and responsibility for your own vibration is what we're talking about. That's what living love is all about. So I want you to think about how to live love. We can live love in our thoughts. That's where it all begins, right? It begins with your vibration. The stories you tell yourself, what you focus energy on, and what your perspective is. So check in with the energy of your thoughts just throughout the day, anytime, and consider if they are loving and if they are understanding and if they are compassionate. And if they're not, that's just an opportunity to work on or heal something within your space. Then we can also live love through our words. Consider what comes out of your mouth. What type of vibration do your words hold? And what is the intent beneath what you say? Do you say things to hurt or try to humiliate or cause harm to another person? Or are your words loving and compassionate and understanding? What you speak is what you create. And again, it's what you attract back into your space. And then, of course, we have our action. We can live love through the actions we take. It's another level of our self-expression. And, you know, you really want to consider if you infuse love into everything that you do. What type of energy is beneath the actions that you take? Do you act out of spite? Is it hateful? Is it out of envy? Or are you acting from love? Are your actions supportive of you and without trying to hurt other people? So today, I really want you to consider if you're living love in every area of your life. Every area. You know, I actually have a friend who we were talking about this not too long ago, and she was saying how, you know, she is so loving with her friends and she has such great connections with her friends, but she vibrates lovingly in that space. And then she was having such difficulty with relationships, but she was also still carrying a lot of hurt and anger and upset about her past relationship. And she was still talking about that past relationship in a very upset way. And instead of healing that energy, she just kept living in it. I bring that up to point out, one, of course, like I said, we attract back what we put out there. However, when we consider if we are living love, you want to look at every aspect of your life. Are you acting and speaking and operating from a loving space within your relationships, with your work, with yourself? And if there is any area of your life where you are having difficulty, it's okay. We're human. We go through things and we're living and we're growing, we're expanding. But give yourself the opportunity to look at what you're holding on to and heal those things. Now, here on Reiki Radio, like I said at the beginning of the show, we cover different topics every single week. And if there is something that you are struggling with right now, I do suggest looking back in the archives. There may be a show that will resonate with you today and what it is that you're going through. Or if there's something that you would like us to explore or talk about here on Reiki Radio and we haven't yet, please send me an email. We grow and learn in exchange with each other. Now, I do want to point out a few things before we go today. As many of you know, I have been teaching online courses for strengthening your intuition. And next month, I have a new online course that's coming up. So if you want to learn meditative techniques to connect with your own soul-level messages, be sure to sign up for Working Your Own Energy. Now, this is a 4-week online course, and in it, we will focus on you and your energy, and it's designed to help you see and understand your own energetic imprints, so that you can reveal what you're holding on to and how to transform your own energy to serve your highest and best purpose. So you can get more information about that by going to my website, heartofintuition.com, and you would click on the online course tab. And then I want to also remind you that next week is the 100th episode of Reiki Radio. And I am so thankful to each and every one of you that tune in each week and send me emails and who have kept in touch. Next week's show, we have a special guest. Her name is Adrienne, and she is my astrology teacher. And she is going to share some information with us about astrology, what it is, and what you can learn from it. So it'll be really fun. Be sure to tune in. That'll be next Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, of course, if you miss it, you can go back and listen in the archives at Blog Talk Radio, or you can listen to Reiki Radio on iTunes. So I hope that you all have a beautiful week. I hope that you have a lovely Valentine's Day, regardless if you're in partnership or not. Celebrate yourself, love yourself, connect with you, and make sure you make every attempt to live love. Good night.